Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. So we thank God today for allowing us to see another Sunday. We thank him for just allowing us to be able to wake up this morning. Old Deacon used to say I was able to be awoke in my own mind, able to have the blood still running warm in my vein, and I was in my right mind, and I was able to put one foot in front of the other. And so we're just grateful to God that he blessed us from last Sunday to this Sunday, a Sunday that we call Palm Sunday, a Sunday where we observe communion and the sacrifice that God left on record for us to do. But we're excited today about what's going on in the life of our church and our church family and what God is doing and continuing to do. And so we're going to ask that we would open up with a word of prayer this morning. I want to ask Reverend Lindsay if she would open us up with a word of prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. So good to hear your voice, Pastor Kason, the Heart of God Baptist Church. We give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for another Palm Sunday. He has brought us through another year. We can rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray this morning. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We come, Father, just thanking you for the beauty and the holiness of this day. We thank you,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
for another Communion Sunday. Father God, we're just so grateful this morning that you love us, Father God, to come to this appointed time in our life. And, oh God, we know throughout the years and throughout the many experiences that we have gone through that you have been a faithful God. You have been a never-changing God. You have been a God that we can depend on. So we bless you and we praise you this morning because
yes,
of your faithfulness. We praise you, Father God, because your word is true. We praise you, Father God, because you had the perfect plan of redemption for mankind everywhere. And so we give you glory this morning for your darling son, Jesus, who died for our sins that we might have a right to the tree of life. And we thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Lord Jesus, for leaving your sweet Holy Spirit with us, O God, the comforter, O God, Father God, we bless you and we praise you now for the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us, oh God, into all truths and all righteousness. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name this morning, before we go any further, oh God, that you would look on our hearts, Father, and as you search us this morning, oh God, if you see anything that's not pleasing in your sight, I pray, Father God, that you will cleanse us, Lord. Sanctify us in your word, Father God, and wash us in your blood. And as you cleanse us, oh God, I pray that you would fill us with more and more of you, Lord Jesus, more of your love, more of your compassion, more of your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I pray that you allow us to have more of your word, that we will be better witnesses unto you. We thank you for the beauty and the holiness of this day. We thank you for bringing us through this week in spite of the many trials and tribulations. In spite of the sickness, in spite of what we've been through, you still been a good God. And we can bless you this morning. We can say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy and righteous name. And Father God, we pray that you would look on this branch of Zion. Oh God, that you will continue to bless and keep Pastor Kayson, that you will continue to hold him in the palm of your hand. And as he prepared this morning to break the bread of life unto us, oh God, through your preached word, Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord Jesus, that the saints will be edified, Lord Jesus, that we will have a closer relationship. Father God, that we will come to know you as Lord and Savior just a little bit more. And Father God, through your preached word, Lord Jesus, that someone will come and give their life unto you this morning, knowing that you died, that they might have a right to the tree of life, oh God. And Father God, through your preached word, Lord Jesus, that you will be exalted, that mankind will know that you say that if I be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you. So Father God, we pray this morning that through the preached word that men will be drawn unto you, that they will be saved this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for the spiritual blessings that are going to come forth this morning through your chosen vessel, oh God. We thank you for him, Lord. We thank you how you blessed him throughout the year, how you kept him in morning through, even through dangers seen and unforeseen. You've been faithful to him, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for how you healed his body, oh God, how you kept him strong, oh God. We thank you for being that great protector, oh God. And then, Father God, we thank you for First Lady this morning. We thank you, oh God, for how good you've been unto her, Father. We pray that you continue to bless her, Lord. Continue to keep us strong in you, Father. Continue to let your light shine through her, oh God. We thank you for them, Father God. We thank you because, Father God, you made a way, oh God, that through them, Father God, we can grow closer to you. And we are grateful this morning. And then, Father God, we are thankful for each and every member at the heart of God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you bless them from the youngest to the oldest, oh God. Keep them under your care, Father. Oh God, that you will meet their every need. And Father God, we thank you for our trustee Henderson. Oh God, we thank you for the palm that she brought on yesterday. Oh God, it brought joy to our souls, oh God. It reminds us one more time of your sacrifice and your goodness, oh God. And Father God, we're so grateful for the sharing of the palms, oh God. We know it's only symbolic, but oh God, it reminds us close we are to you, Jesus, and how much we miss each other. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the heart of God. We thank you for every member that you placed in them, oh God. Keep them well in you, Lord Jesus. Continue to guide them and continue to keep them as the apple of your eye. And then, Father God, we thank you for every member, every person that you sent through Facebook, through the internet, oh God, through phone calls, whatever means of communication. Oh God, we bless you for them this morning. And Father, we pray that you would look on those that are sick, those, Father God, that need a healing in their body. We pray that you will grant it today. Those that need peace, oh God, those that need the essentials of life, food, clothing, and shelter, those that need a job today, Father, we pray that you will bless them, oh God, meet their every need. And then, Father God, some people just want a closer relationship. We pray, Father God, that you will grant it this morning. Father God, we thank you for this this communion, oh God, that we will partake today, Father. We pray that through your bread, and Father God, and through your wine, Father God, but most of all, Jesus, through your sacrifice on the cross, that we will be better servants unto you. We thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you.
We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word of truth. We thank you for your churches, oh God, that you have placed here, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will bless every pastor. Look on every minister. Look on every servant leader. Oh God, I pray that you will look on those that don't know you today, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. And then, Father God, we pray for this world. We pray for mankind everywhere, regardless of where they know you or not, oh God. We pray that you will touch them this morning, that you will move on the altar of their heart, because only you know who you will draw, Father. We're going to keep praying. We're not going to judge, but we're going to pray. And we're going to let you do your work, Father God. We're going to do what you call us to do, to be your servants and to be your witnesses. And we're going to leave the rest up to you, Father, because we know you are able to do anything except fail. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for saving grace. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for the love. We thank you for the fellowship. And most of all, we praise you. We give thanks unto you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy and righteous name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, that endureth forever. And we thank you this morning for your enduring mercy. Pray, Lord Jesus, that through it all, that you will be glorified today.
Yes,
help us to stay humble and meek, that you can forever get the glory. And we thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. Truly, it's a blessing to be able to go to the Lord in prayer. And sometimes we take it for granted, amen, that Jesus set the example, amen, and he is the one who would go to his Father in prayer. And we thank God that he left on record a way that we can communicate with him through prayer. Amen. There is a song, guys, I know you guys laugh at me when I was talking about these old songs, but they're so important in spiritual growth to know that down through the years that there have been people that have gone through and gotten through difficult things in life, and they wrote songs to help them, just like we write songs to help us today. And you go back and you reflect sometimes when you were younger, didn't realize the power of the song by the people that were singing them until you get a little older. And there's an old saying that says, if you walk a mile in my shoes, then you'll have a little better understanding of what I'm going through, what I'm going through, or why I behave a certain way. But there's a song that sing number 356 in your hymnal. And it's sang by several different people. I know one time Aaliyah Jackson sang it. Louis Armstrong sang it. They sang it together. It's called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And it was just one of those songs that I remember as a young guy that some of the saints of old sing. Get so much joy out of singing it. And I appreciate it more as I get a little older. Having a closer walk with God, and you know, just sing it as words when you're little, but now as you're a little older, they have so much more meaning, because you know, we all need a closer walk with God. And the verse says, just a closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus, if you please, daily walking close with thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And the verse says, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close with me. And it's a song, and it's catchy. And if you feel like singing it, just go ahead and sing it. And we're going to give God the glory this morning. And it really starts off slow, and it picks up. And you just kind of catch the vibe and catch the the vamp. Amen. Just a closer walk with thee, granting Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close with thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Come on, let's sing that again together. Just a closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close with thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I think y'all feeling it real good. Here we gonna sing it again. Just close and walk with thee. You got it. Granted, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And a verse say, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close with thee. Back to the chorus. So just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. One more time. Say, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Savior, if you please. Daily walking close with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Amen. I used to sing that song. That was a good song. One of those songs where you got into it and you vamped on it a little bit and you realized that you needed a closer walk with the Lord, and that he was there to hold your hand. He was there to guide you. He was there to lead you. He was there to make sure, amen, that everything you needed, amen. I'm going to say that again. Everything you needed that his hand would provide, amen. And you just go through a litany of songs on Sunday mornings and sometimes Saturday morning. It didn't make what day it was, but we would go through those litanies of songs and just sing till your heart got glad and till you just continue to praise God and lifted your spirits and lifted your soul and lifted up the spirits of those that are around you and learn how to sing certain things and hold on to certain notes and so how to clap a certain way. And I learned how to clap a certain way. We doubled up and clap and be able to rock in the choir and all those things that made it a fellowship of experiencing the Lord together. And it was such a wonderful, wonderful time. So I thank God for the songs and the worship of the church down through the years. Amen. So we're going to go to our phone lines. We're going to go hear our worshipers this morning. We're going to go to our first worshiper. Last 4 digits is 0025. 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Pastor, thank you so much this morning for that hymn, for truly resonated in my spirit for each day. I just want a closer walk with Jesus. And I
Hallelujah.
Just thank God this morning because truly he is a right now God. He is an ever-present God. He's present everywhere at the same time. And I just thank God because he's an all-sufficient God and he's an all-powerful God. And so I just thank God for another day that he has kept me. And he is an awesome God. He is a gracious
Amen.
God. And so I just thank God for my family, for my church family, Pastor, you and First Lady. And I just thank God for all the love that, you know, that the heart of God just extends out. No matter who you are, heart of God just extends love out.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank God for that love. Amen. So I just thank God for Trustee Henderson and her granddaughter
Hallelujah.
Came by and they dropped off the palms just there. And it just made my heart feel so
Hallelujah.
Good to know that my church family still loves me. And that's a
Hallelujah.
Blessing. Because, you know, sometimes people forget all about you. When they
I
don't
know.
See you, they say out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, out of sight, out of mind for some people. But I thank God that Heart of God Baptist Church, they show that love. They show that affection. They show that genuineness. They show that loving, kind spirit. And so I bless God this morning, and I thank God this morning, amen, for the Heart of God Baptist Church and my pastor and all of those that are there. And I also thank God for his faithfulness and his faithfulness to all of us because truly God has been faithful. God is
yeah.
faithful, and he is a faithful God. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that God will not do for us. And so if we walk in his ways and if we walk according to what he has told us, his commands, God will give us the hearts, our heart's desire. And so I just thank
Amen.
God today for his word because his word is truth, power, and strength. And I thank him today for his anointing because God's anointing, it makes the difference.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And so I just thank God today for who he is, for what he is in my life and what he's going to be in my life. And so I say today, God bless you. May heaven shine on you. And I just thank God for all of you. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. I thank God for this morning. I thank God for this Palm Sunday. And I really, really am so grateful to see how mature Heart of God Baptist Church has grown, their members, and how they have stayed in line with the five-star ministry. We are not in the building, but the Holy Spirit is in our homes, and we
Amen.
Are spreading love and joy throughout the communities we live in, the people we know, and the church family. Thank Trustee Henderson for her love, for her kindness and her faithfulness as far as
yeah.
to make sure that we get palms for our Sunday, Palm Sunday. And I thank God that I was able to share mine with one of our members, Sister Chambers. She said she and her daughter's family didn't have any palms. So we had enough that I could share with her. And that's what God is looking for out of us, to be able to love each other, to share with each other what the good Lord has given to each of us. We are so blessed. First Lady, be blessed. Thank you for your kudos this morning. It makes me feel good to know that somebody's thinking about us. I feel good this morning. I just want to thank God for everything he has done in my life over the years. Thank you for my sisters. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my child. Miss
yeah.
my child, but I know in spirit we're all here together. You all be blessed. Continue to do God's will in your life and God has already shown us that we are blessed, and he keeps on blessing us. Have a blessed and happy Palm Sunday.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Kason, First Lady. Thank God for both of you. Thank you for your continuous thoughtfulness and kindness and your love that's shown towards us. And I just feel happy that God allowed me to be able to be here on another Palm Sunday at my age. I'm proud to be 83, but sometimes it's rough. But I thank God that I'm still standing.
Amen.
Yes, and I thank God for the members of Heart of God Church. Bless you, Sister Juanita, for your thoughtfulness in your family and for your all's caring heart. That's why it keeps me so uplifted to know that through it all, I'm still in a church that have members and pastors and first ladies that care and love us and think enough about of us. A week is a long time, but even though it is, you all still show your concern. And I have to openly thank God for my son and my daughter-in-law during this pandemic. Just keep showing up and letting me know how much they care about me. And I can't just thank them and thank God enough for them. So I pray that everyone have a good Palm Sunday. Thank God for the communion today. And I will certainly always be a part of Heart of God Church. Thanks so much. You all be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Palm Sunday to everybody.
Yeah.
I thank God for just being a part of Heart of God Baptist Church. Thank God for Pastor and First Lady, all the members. And thank God for Miss Juanita and Danae coming by. I just appreciate it so much. God has been so good to me. I'm still in my right mind. And I thank God for that. I love you all. Have a blessed day.
God bless you. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Thank God for another beautiful Palm Sunday. Thank God for you, Pastor and First Lady. Thank God for the Heart of God and the love that they share. I praise God this morning. I thank him. For my son, Mark, for about 2 weeks now, I've been going through sickness, and this week I had to go to the hospital on Thursday and stay overnight, but I came out, and they did a lot of tests, but everything came out okay. I still have the problems,
Hallelujah.
But God is still is a healer, and I'm still trusting him, and I thank God for my son that he stood by me and his wife and the other family members. And thank you, Heart of God. I just pray that you all continue to pray for me, and I'll pray for you all. And my heart is overjoyed this morning. I am so grateful and so thankful when I look back and I think about last Palm Sunday, where we were, and I think about this Palm Sunday, how God has blessed us. We had so many anxieties. We didn't know what to expect. But God is faithful. And even though we didn't know what to expect, God has shown us. He has made a breakthrough. He has provided where we are able to get medication. We soon will be able to go back and be able to fellowship, able to go to church. And that just shows us how great God is. And so he knew all along that we would go through this pandemic, but he also had prepared medicine long before this even came about so that he could do it fast. It doesn't take God all day to do what he needs to do. He is a right on time God.
Yeah.
He does things right away. His healing process. God will not forget his people. He loved us. That's why he sent Jesus to die for us. And that's that living hope that I have inside of me this morning. That's why, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. In spite of what situations look like,
yeah,
I still can hold on to God's unchanging hand because I've seen him do the impossible, hallelujah, this morning. God bless you all and continue to take care. Just remember that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We'll go to our next worshiper. That's what you did, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless. It's another day's journey that God has blessed us to see. If we have not seen before, and sure enough, won't see again. And from the rising of the S-O-N until the going down of the S-U-N, thank God he's worthy to be praised. And we thank God for the pastor and the wife and the family and all the church members and all those on the sound of his voice. It's good to be able to be in our right mind, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we face, that God is a good God. God is a great God. He can do anything. Anything but fail. He has moved so many mountains out of our way, and God is a wonderful God, and we are so glad and to hear the testimonies of the saints and what they've been through and what they're going through and how God is still in the blessing business, and we know that he can do all things but fail, and we still have stuff going on around us, and we know that God is going to take care of it. And, you know, they're still trying to mess up our voting rights and little simple things that they're trying to do to suppress us. But we know that God didn't bring us this far just to leave us. And we know we have, back in the day, the elders and the saints who fought for us, and we didn't know really what it was. Now the young folk have Black Lives Matter, and lives always matter back in the day, and we have it so that we are on our shoulders that we have of those that went on before us, and the Kayleen Jameson and the mother Kayson and Pop Kayson, James, you know, Kayson, who taught us, and we took it in thinking it was for granted. But now as you get older, you understand, and each year that God bless us to see another year in this life, it is a blessing that God has given us, and we know now not to take it for granted. And we thank God for just keeping us, you know, when we go through things, and we know that he's the only one that can bring us out of whatever it is that you're going through, no matter what the test, no matter what the trial. Just keep your hand in God's hand, and sure enough, everything is going to be all right. And St. Luke 18:1 says, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint. We ain't faint before. You can't faint now because the race is not given to the swift, but those who endure until the end and keep on holding on, because help is here right now. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised.
I just wanted to say happy Palm Sunday to everybody. It's good to hear everybody's voice. And it's just amazing to see how far we've come, because this time last year we were all quarantined, and here we are quarantined again. But God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God for this. Oh, God. The devil never stopped working. He's always at it. I didn't think I was going to get through here, because I know the devil going to start to do like he do every Thursday, try to keep us coming to this land. And we just know that God's always on the land. And when the pastor started singing the old songs, you know, you stirred me up, old grandma, because we only two of us left the family and love grandma so much that when you sang the word, you stirred all our hearts up so much. And we're so thankful that he touched it in the morning and opened our eyes up, and the devil started working. And this morning I thought I sure wasn't going to hurt here, but I know the devil wasn't going to win today. And every time he started working, the good Lord was stepping in his hand and telling him to turn him loose. We got to go home. We said, thank you, Father, for letting me open my eyes up and my feet on the floor and give me another day to stay above this ground. In your blessed holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Morning. We'll go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7351. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason, First Lady, and Heart of God Church. It is just so good to hear everyone's voice today. And I just want to thank the good Lord, too, for being who he is. He helped me to know. He taught me and let me know that I know where to turn when I'm in need, when I'm in trouble, when I'm sick, and also when I'm happy. So I just thank the good Lord for all that he's done for me and you and everybody else. Everybody. He's just such a good God, and he's everything to us, and we just remember to keep the faith and the trust in him, because he'll be there for you for whatever. God bless everyone, and have a happy Palm Sunday.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thank God for another day. Good to hear everybody in the Heart of God family. I'd like to thank Miss Juanita again for stopping by. Just showing us that there still is love out here, and that the Heart of God is full of love for the palms and the cards and everything. I just want to share my memory of Palm Sunday for us, you know, growing up in the church. I remember Mother Strickland would always bring the palms, and she would have gift baskets for the kids and everything. And it's a great thing to remember those things in these times, just because there's love there. And thank God for those memories. Thank God for her and always having an encouraging word and everything. Pray that everybody has a great week. Have a great Palm Sunday, and thank God.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. As we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, I just want you, I know everyone's like, well, we didn't have the First Lady on the line this morning. I want Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in prayer. She got up, First Lady got up this morning, having some discomfort. That's what the doctor called it. They don't call it pain, you know, a discomfort in her right leg. So she's at doctor's hospital this morning, getting an ultrasound of her leg. And we've prayed, and we've trusted that God would continue to be our healer, continue to be the one who would hold the hands of her and all of our church family as we go to the Lord in prayer, and that he would guide the hands of the physicians and those that would minister to her, that they would be instruments in his hand. So we just ask that we continue to pray for her, that whatever her physical condition is, that God would touch, heal, and deliver, and that he would continue to keep her strong spiritually. So we just want you to know that, amen, we're leaning and depending on the Lord. And so if you didn't hear her voice this morning, that's where she is. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And we're going to ask God that you continue to pray for our country, continue to pray for our president, vice president, congressmen and women, senators, our school teachers and men and women in uniform, and all of our police officers and those that are around the world, and first responders, those that are playing important roles behind the scenes, and all of us, the church family, extended family members, and all of those who know the Lord. We pray that you would just continue to bless, and God would be their provider, and that he will provide all of our needs. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Reverend Sykes, you lead us in this prayer this morning.
Let us pray. Father God, we come this morning thanking you for another Palm Sunday. We come acknowledging you as the creator of the universe, because we know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Father, we lift our eyes unto the hills which cometh our help. And we know, God, that our help comes from you. Oh, God, you are the source of our strength, and you are the strength of our lives. So we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory on this morning. We come with an attitude of gratitude, Lord, for the many blessings that you have given unto us. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, for your loving kindness, and for your faithfulness unto us. And, Father, we thank you for your angels that watched over us all night long. We thank you, God, for being a prayer-answering God. We thank you, Father, for the strength that you empower us with each and every day. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to have a little talk with you on this morning. For just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All that we have need of, your hand has provided. And great is your faithfulness unto us. And, Father, before we petition you for anything this morning, we ask that you will forgive us for any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, and that you would create within all of us clean hearts and renew the right spirit within us. We come this morning, Father God, praying for all of our churches, all of our pastors and servant leaders, all of our communities and caregivers. We come praying for all of our frontline and our first responders. We come, Father, praying for President Biden and Vice President Harris and the Congress and the Senate. Father, we come this morning praying for all families near and far, praying for all bereaved families, praying for this nation and the leaders of this nation. Father, we pray for those that are in the hospitals and the nursing facilities, Father God. We pray for the teachers and the administrators and our children and those that are suffering with different illnesses, Father God, as well as the COVID-19 virus. We pray, Father God, for Pastor Kason this morning. Continue to be his strength and lifter of his head. Continue to empower him to preach your word with clarity, with conviction, with power, and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we lift up our First Lady this morning, First Lady Kason.
Yes,
and Father God, continue to be her pillar of strength. Continue to lead, guide, and protect her day in and day out. Oh God, continue to, oh God, allow your healing virtues to flow throughout her body from the crown of her head to the tips of her toes, Father God. Oh God, be with the doctors and the nurses and those that are attending to her, Father God. Because, Father, we know that you are a God that have never lost a case. We know that you are a God that can heal anything, Father God. And so, Father God, we lift her up to you this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for what you've done and what you're going to do and what you have done in all of our lives, Father. Touch the hearts and the minds and the spirits of your people this morning, Father God. Father, we need you, Father God. We can't make it without you, Father God. Oh, God, we pray for all prayer warriors this morning, and we just pray for mankind everywhere, Father God, because we all need you, Father God. We need you for one thing. We need you for another. We need you for everything, Father God.
And so we just come this morning, Father God, laying these petitions at the foot of your altar this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, and we praise you this morning. Father, we know that you have healing in your hands, Father God. And so allow your healing virtues to flow just throughout the universe, Father God. Wherever healing is needed this morning, Father God, whether it's emotionally, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, Father God, whether it's spiritually, Father God, allow your healing virtues to flow throughout this universe, Father God, this morning. And, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, because we know that you are a prayer-answering God. We thank you because we know that you're worthy, and you're worthy of all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Father God. And, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, because we know that you are a mighty God. You are a great God. You are an awesome God. You are a God that we can serve, Father God, and know, Father God, that you can do anything but fail, because there is no failure in you, Father God. You have kept our minds, Father God. You have kept our bodies strong, Father God. You have kept our families, Father God. You have watched over us day and night, Father God. And so, Father, we don't take it for granted, Father God, the things and the blessings, oh God, that you have given unto us, Father God. And we are so grateful this morning, Father God, for what you have done and what you're doing, Father God. Bless our going out and bless our coming in, Father God. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. We thank Reverend Sykes for that fervent prayer. Again, we thank God for giving us the avenue of prayer. We can call on the elders of the church and they pray, amen, and the sick to get well. I know there's been down through the years where somebody called on the name of the Lord on our behalf. Songwriter said, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. So glad they prayed for me. Amen. So we thank God for prayer and thank God for being a prayer answering God. We're going to go to the Word of God this morning and in the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew, the 21st chapter, we are going to begin at verse 1 and go down, see where we're going to stop at verse 6 or maybe verse 9, but we want to to encourage you to always go back and read the entire chapter of the books that we are preaching out of. They're packed full of good stuff, and it helps to bring further context to the message. Amen. Amen. So we're going to be reading Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter, and I'll be reading King James Version. It says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me." And verse 3 says, "And if any man say aught to you, he shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them." And verse 4 goes on to say, "All this was done that field which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass." Verse 6 says, "And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them." Verse 7, it says, "And bought an ass and a colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon." Verse 8, it says, "And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. and the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And for a few moments, we want to speak from the subject, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you again for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins. Oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified. Of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep it moving. As we go back over a very familiar passage of Scripture, we see that the Gospel of Matthew was written primarily to the Jewish community, God's chosen community, to receive his word first, to be a repository for his word, to be a witness for his word, that as he wrote to them and declared to them about his son being the promised Messiah that was promised by the prophets in the Old Testament, that he was letting them know, amen, that Jesus was the fulfiller of the promise of God to redeem the fallen mankind back to himself. And he wrote that they would understand that Jesus was truly King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that they would recognize through the writing that Jesus was the promised Messiah. As Matthew wrote, amen, he was aware of the customs and the times of his generation, and he wanted clearly to reflect them back to the Old Testament and to the words of the prophet. So there would be no doubt that they knew that Jesus was the fulfillment of the promise of the Messiah. But as we all know, man has a tendency to get caught up on the minute, the minutiae of the details, and has a tendency to get bogged down with the details and get bogged down of the what ifs and the how comes and if this and then what about this, and has the ability to rationalize and many times cause things to come to a screeching halt because they have a finite mind and God has an infinite mind, a mind that is beyond searching, a mind that has no bottom, a mind that is infinite in all its ways. And so when man has the tendency to rely on himself, he gets stuck. He can't move forward. He gets into a place where he gets caught up in his own thing and begins to start making up in his mind what should be and how it should be and how he thinks things should turn out. But there's a thing, amen, that God wants us to do, and that is to have faith in him and faith in his word, and that even though we can't see it, amen, we'll have faith enough to believe, amen, that God is going to make it come to pass. Amen. And so what we have to do is, like these disciples in chapter 21 verse 6, and what they said after Jesus gave them specific instructions, they did as Jesus commanded. If you look at verse 6, it says, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. In other words, they got instructions from Jesus, and Jesus told them that there was a possibility, amen, that someone, amen, would stand in their way and prevent them from carrying out what Jesus asked them to do. But Jesus simply asked them that if they say that, why are you taking this colt and this ass? Why are you taking them? Jesus gave them clear instructions in order for them to keep it moving, amen, to clearly say the Lord has need of them. In other words, they were tasked with an assignment, and the assignment was to go to be a forerunner of Jesus, to be able to lead the way of the spreading of the gospel, to be able to lead the way of the coming of the Messiah. And he clearly told them what to do. And as they went and they found someone that asked them, why are you taking this? They kept it moving by continuing to tell what God said for them to tell, and they simply said that the Lord has need for them. And after they said that, amen, they were able to bring the colt and the ass back to Jesus, that Jesus was able to mount the donkey, amen, and they were able to proceed into Jerusalem, amen, as it was prophesied, amen, in the Old Testament. In other words, they didn't get caught up on when they go and they approach this owner of the donkey and the colt and the ass. They didn't get caught up. They didn't get bogged down. They didn't get, well, Jesus, if they say this, this is going to happen. If they say this, this is going to happen. If I do this, this is going to happen. It's going to cause a whole lot of trouble, and I'm not going to be able to do it, and have excuse and lie and cry one after another, instead of keeping it moving according to the word of God. And that's what we have to learn to do, my brothers and sisters, because the enemy is good, amen, at creating distractions. The enemy is good at presenting stuff in our eyes and in our surroundings and our circumstances that would cause us, amen, to stop in our tracks, to get bound down with fear and doubt and suspicion, that would cause us to not to carry out the plan that God has laid out clearly in his word for us to do. And when we understand these things, what happens is we have to draw closer to God and closer to God's word, that we would walk by faith and not by sight, that we would carry out the commandments and be obedient to God's word, that as we carry out by faith his commandments and his word, amen, what will happen is the situations and circumstances will be able to change and be able to manifest themselves and come to fruition what the word of God said was going to happen. But we have to be servants of God that trust God and trust God's word enough to be able to carry them out by faith. And so God is leaning and depending on us, amen, to be able to be faithful to him, amen, so that the prophecy would be fulfilled, that the word of God would be fulfilled for the mission of God to be fulfilled. And so when you look at those disciples, they heard the word of God. They listened to the word of God. They got the word of God. And as they went with the word of God, when the situations and the circumstances came and arose, they applied the word of God to the situation and the circumstance. In other words, they kept it moving. And that's what we have to learn to do, my brothers and sisters. When we come into situations and circumstances in our lives that look a certain way, that present themselves in a certain way, that present problems, that present pain, that present challenges, that present all kinds of things in this earth, what we have to to do is go back to the Word of God, see what the Word of God says about it, and apply the Word of God to the situation and the circumstance. In other words, when we keep it moving with the Word of God, what happens is what God says in His Word, amen, will come to fruition in our lives. In other words, if there's a challenge in our lives, instead of getting bogged down, instead of getting set in concrete, instead of getting caught and paralyzed in fear, what we have to do is say, this is the situation, but this is what God said about the situation, so I'm going to speak the word to the situation. I'm going to walk by faith according to what the Word of God said, trusting that the Word of God and what God has said, amen, will cause the situation to turn out the way, just the way God said it was going to turn out. In other words, when the trials and the tribulations of life present themselves to me, what I have to do is keep it moving according to the Word of God. And when I keep it moving according to the Word of God, what happens is it might not come when I want it to, amen. But if God says it, amen, it's going to come and be right on time. Somebody ought to say, won't he do it? Somebody ought to say, yes, he will. Somebody ought to say, he already did it, amen. Somebody said, yes, he did, amen. And so when we keep it moving according to the Word of God, when we keep it moving, continuing to walk by faith and not by sight, when we continue to keep it moving, amen, we will have a closer relationship with God, so much so, amen, that as these things present themselves, amen, they will no longer cause us to act and react in fear. They will no longer cause us to be confused about the situation. They will no longer allow us, amen, to be get stuck, amen. And some people can get stuck in things that will cause them to be stuck for years and years and years just because of what somebody said or somebody did or a situation on the job or a situation in the church, and they get stuck and they get frozen, and the blessings that God said is theirs, amen, that has their name on it, amen, that is specifically lined for them, amen, they miss out on their blessing because they're stuck and they cannot keep it moving. Somebody ought to say, I know that's right. And so what God wants us to do is he wants us to be like two disciples in chapter 21, verse 6. He says, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Because somebody need to write that down. The disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Look at somebody say, we got to went. We got to go and do as Jesus commanded us. We got to go and do what Jesus commanded us. And when we go and do what Jesus commands us to do, in other words, when we keep it moving, what happens is the situation, amen, that Jesus wants, the outcome that Jesus wants for our lives, amen, can come to fruition. It can be accomplished. In other words, God is waiting for us, amen, to keep his command. He's waiting for us, amen, to go and do what he asks us to do. And when we go and do what he asks he can do, then the blessings that are outlined and with our name on it, amen, we can receive it. But as long as we're stuck and mired in what if, and I don't know, and I can't, and as long as we're stuck in those things, we can't receive the outcome that God wants for you and me. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say what God has for me is for me, and not only is it for me, but I want it. And so if you want it, amen, you got to do like the disciples did in verse 6, and he says, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. And so what we have to realize, my brothers and sisters, that in order to understand how to keep it moving, Jesus always set the example. And in other words, he does not ask us to do things that does not or will not do. In other words, set the example on how to keep it moving. Amen. In other words, he came to do the will of his Father. And as we study the Word of God and we see that Jesus came down through 40 and two generations, if you go to the start of the first chapter of the book of Matthew, it talks about the bloodline of Jesus and how through dangers seen and unseen and through the ups and the downs of the world that the bloodline of Jesus came and Mary had a baby and they called his name Jesus and he was the fulfillment of the prophecy of the saving Messiah. All through the Bible you see the challenges of the people of God, and in spite of the challenges of the day that they lived in, they were able to keep it moving, that the bloodline was able to weave its way, amen, down through the birth of Christ. And if you look back and you see the ups and the downs that they went through, the biggest thing and the biggest challenge for them was to continue to trust God and obey God and carry out what God said and what God had left on record for them to do. But in spite of the challenges of the day and challenges of the world, they will continue to keep it moving. In other words, it came through those 42 generations. It came down. It was not broken. It was not stopped. And along the way, they gave God the praise because God would show them that he was there with them, that God would show them that he was fighting their battles, that they could keep it moving because they could trust God to be the one that would keep them from hurt, harm, and danger, that God's plan was the plan that was best for them, that they wouldn't get caught up by the numbers and being outnumbered or being outflanked. They would understand, amen, that there was nothing that was impossible with God, and so they were able to keep it moving. And that brings us fast forward to Jesus and his earthly ministry. The record indicates that his earthly ministry was about 3.5 years, and during his earthly ministry, there were many challenges in his life. There were a dynamic situation after dynamic situation that he had to deal with, and as we see him making his final entry into Jerusalem, if you will, going to his prosecution, going to his judge and to his executioner, and the story that we know, amen, ends with Jesus being raised from the dead. But before he could be raised from the dead with all power in his hand, he had to go through the prosecution. He had to go through the judgment. He had to go through the death. In other words, Jesus kept it moving in order to get to Resurrection Sunday. Amen. And in other words, he trusted his heavenly Father that he would go through and that he would be prosecuted, that he would be judged, that he would be crucified. But he trusted God the whole way. Amen. That even during the prosecution, even during the judgment, even during the crucifixion, that he understood, amen, that he could rely on God. That no matter what the dynamic that he had to go through, that ultimately God's plan and God's will would give them the victory. Amen. That there would be a defeat of death and the grave. And in other words, Jesus was going through, amen, with the ultimate destination, amen, to defeat death in the grave. I believe it is John who wrote that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. In other words, in John 3:16, he said we would have everlasting life. But in order for us to have everlasting life, Jesus had to keep it moving through the prosecution, through the judgment, through the crucifixion, through the burial, through the death, the burial, and ultimately to the resurrection, so that he would pay and win the right over death in the grave, that we would have the right to the tree of life. In other words, Jesus is not asking us to keep it moving through difficult situations and circumstances if he didn't set the example. And so as he sets the example, he's expecting us, amen, to go through whatever we're going through the way he went through, amen, and set the example for somebody else. In other words, he didn't throw in the towel. He didn't give up. He didn't whine. He didn't cry. He didn't get upset along the way, but he simply said, I've come to fulfill, amen, the will of my Father. And so he carried out everything that was prophesied before he was born, that the prophets, amen, spoke of him, amen. And as he came, amen, he followed to the T, amen, what his Father had outlined, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, to his birth, to his growing up, to his ministry, to the T, amen, so that, amen, ultimately he would pay a price that we couldn't pay, that he would love us so much, amen, that he would die, he would bleed, he would shed his blood, that he would go through a prosecution, that he would go through a judgment, that he would go through a death and a burial, and ultimately he would be raised incorruptible, amen, having secured, amen, victory over death in the grave, that we would no longer have to be bound by the power and the penalty of sin. In other words, Jesus kept it moving so that we would have the right to the tree of life and eternal life. And so when you look at the rest of this chapter, we see that along the way to victory, Jesus ran into a dynamic situation, a day where early, as he hinted, he had to borrow Ananias. But because he understood the prophecy that was prophesied by the prophet, that that's the way he would enter in Jerusalem, meek and lowly. He didn't come in as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he came in meek and lowly, riding on an ass. In other words, he came in humble, amen. He came in with, amen, the understanding that he was to fulfill the prophecy that was given by his Father in the Old Testament. And my brothers and sisters, in order for us to keep it moving, many times we have to remain humble in the midst of the situation and the circumstance. If it was us, we probably would have been a little bit upset if we had to come meek and lowly riding on a donkey, amen, on the way to our persecution, prosecution, and judgment and death. We probably little been in a little indignant and said, well, I got this power and I'm not gonna ride in on a donkey. I'm not gonna ride in on a mule. I'm gonna ride in on a big stallion, and I'm gonna ride in and I'm gonna do things my way. But God doesn't want you to do it your way, because if we do it your way and my way, we gonna mess it up. So in order for us to keep it moving, amen, and not get bogged down by the minutiae and the things that what we think, we need to be like these disciples in chapter 21, verse 6, and do what God said for us to do. And then we do it the way God said for us to do, we can keep it moving. Amen. Can you imagine if those disciples went to the owner of the colt in the ass and said, Jesus said he needs this, give me this, and give me this, and give me this. But Jesus didn't ask them to say, give me this, and give me this, and with no attitude, he just says, tell them that the Lord has need of them. And quickly, they were able to keep it moving. Y'all tracking with me this morning. And in other words, the words that we would use on the situation is not the words that God would use. And so we need to close our mouth to the words that we use and use the word of God. And when we use the word of God in the situation, we can keep it moving. Let me move on. And so as we see these situations come up, they present to Jesus a dilemma, if I would use my own words, my own mind, that some on a Sunday morning would say that they loved you, that they would praise you, and they would say Hosanna, and they would straw these type of palms in the way early during the week. But Jesus, knowing all and understanding all things, amen, will understand that some of the same folk on that morning, amen, would be the same folk, amen, on the Friday afternoon that will be calling for his life, amen. And so in my own mind, I probably would have got an attitude, amen, and said, y'all need to get out of my face because today you're with me, amen. But on Friday, you're going to be asking for my death. That's in my own mind. I don't know about you, but I'm just being real, amen. If you're going to be this way on this day, you should be this way on this day all the time. If you want me to save now and you create crying, Hosanna, amen, Hosanna, save now, wanting to be the Roman government to be overthrown, wanting the deliverance of your soul, amen. But here I come on a donkey, amen, and a coat of a donkey. Here I come, amen, riding in, amen, meek and lowly. You want somebody to come in with a big sword and a whole bunch of armor and riding on a big stallion and chopping down the Roman oppressors. And here I come, amen, fulfilling the prophecy that you know, amen, that God said, I'm going to come meek and lowly, but you mad and upset. So now that you understand that I can't save the way you want me to save you, amen, so now you're going to say Hosanna on today, but on Friday, you're going to say crucify him. In my mind, amen, I'd have a little bit of attitude, but that's my mind. That's not the mind of Christ. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so the Christ godly, amen, mind allowed Jesus to handle this dynamic by doing what? He didn't say a mumbling word. He continued to heal the sick and the lame and the blind. He continued to minister. He continued to do the will of God. He went into the temple and they were selling, and he turned over the chains. He turned over the money changers' chains, tables. He continued to minister. He continued in this dynamic of so many things that were happening to keep it moving according to the word of God. And what I'm saying this morning is there's so many things. There's such a dynamic every day in our lives that we run into problems and situations and people that are happy and people that are sad and people that need and people don't need and people that are trifling and people that are decent. But in the whole scheme of things, what our focus should be on is what these disciples did in chapter 21, verse 6, is doing what God commanded us to do. And when you focus on doing what God commanded, what you do, what happens is then those dynamics of life will fall into line. Those dynamics of life will not get you stuck and get you mired down, but you'll be able to keep it moving according to the word of God. And so Jesus set this example of how to keep it moving in the midst of the dynamic situations of life that he was experiencing that time. And the way he was able to do it was to continue to focus on the will of his heavenly Father. And so my brothers and sisters, what we have to do today is we have to continue to follow the example of Jesus. And the example of Jesus is that he looked past our faults and saw our needs. In other words, he didn't get mucked. He didn't get bogged down in the muck and the mire. But he continued to look ever to his heavenly Father. That he understood that in the midst of the trials and the tribulation that he was going to, that God never promised that it would be easy. And my brothers and sisters, I would be remiss this morning if I told you that the road was going to be easy. But I'm here to tell you that God, through the power of his Holy Spirit, left us a promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. have I got a witness this morning? And so Jesus was able to keep it moving because of the Holy Spirit in his life, that he was able to look past our fault and see our needs, that even when we wouldn't do right and the times that we were double-minded and the times that we said Hosanna on one day and crucify him on the next day, that he was able to continue to carry out the will of his Father. And I'm a living witness today that he paid a price that I couldn't pay because my sins were weighed me down, and I wasn't qualified. But aren't you glad today that on the way to Calvary's cross, that Jesus didn't get mired down in the muck and the mire, but he was able to continue to keep it moving. He was able to go through the prosecution where he was accused of doing things, and he was lied on. And not only was lied on, but he was mistreated. And as he went through the prosecution, he came to a place where they judged him, and they found him guilty of doing things that he didn't do. In other words, they called him everything but the child of God. They called him and they mistreated him in every which way, but he was able to keep it moving. Aren't you glad today that the Son of God was able to keep it moving because he wanted to fulfill the will of the Father? Aren't you glad today that he was able to keep it moving because he had you and me on his mind? Aren't you glad today that in the midst of the trials and the dynamics of the world that were going on during his ministry, that he didn't throw in the towel, that he didn't give up when rough times came? He got down on his knees and prayed and said, Father, if it be possible that this cup be removed from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And so, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you on this Palm Sunday that we need to keep it moving, even though we're going to face some rough times, even though there are going to be some difficult days in our lives. We can keep it moving because we know the word of God, and we know the word who is God. And because we know the word of God and we know who is God, we can trust God at his word. Aren't you glad today that God said that he is our healer? Aren't you glad today that when you get sick, you can go to the Lord and you can say, God, according to your word, I might be sick right now, but you said that by your word, by your stripes, that I am healed. See, that's why Jesus continued to Calvary's cross. That's why he continued, even though they beat him, even though they tortured him, even though they gave him the worst miserable death that was known at the time. He kept it moving because he had to fulfill the will of the Father, and that he was thinking about you and me. Somebody look at somebody and say, God went to Calvary's cross. God took a beat down. God sent his only son because he wanted you and I to be able to live without sin, without the power and the penalty of sin. That God was persecuted, that God was hung, that God had a crown of thorns put on his head, that God was mocked for you and I, that we might be free. Aren't you glad today that Jesus kept it moving? Aren't you glad today that he didn't let Satan turn him around? Aren't you glad today that he shed his blood that we might have the right to eternal life? Aren't you glad today that Jesus kept it moving? And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And because he lives, all sin and grief is gone. And because he lives, I'm free from the power and the penalty of sin. And because he lives, I can keep it moving. When somebody said they don't like you, you tell them that I'm going to love you in spite of you. I'm going to do right in spite of what you're doing. I'm going to continue to lift lift up my hand. I'm going to continue to praise the Lord. I'm going to continue to give him the glory because I know he didn't throw in the towel, because I know he saved my soul, because I know he made a way out of no way and kept it moving. And so when the trials and tribulations have come in my life, just like the life of those disciples in Jesus' day, just like Jesus did, I'm going to keep moving and on my way. I'm going to give God the praise on my way. I'm going to give God the glory on my way. I'm going to lift him up and tell everybody about a Savior that can save anybody. Aren't you glad today that you can keep it moving? I know some of you had some rough days. Some of you had some struggles in your life. Some of you are going through right now. But because he lives, because he made a way to Calvary's cross. God didn't leave him in the grave, but God raised him. He raised him, and he has power over death in the grave. Aren't you glad that Jesus went through the persecution, that he went through the judgment, that he went through the death, that he went through the burial? But not only that, he looked us and went to the gates of hell and preached the gospel to those who were went on before him and let him know that there's a way out, and the way out is through Jesus. He kept it moving. He didn't stop. He didn't slow down, but he kept on talking to his Father. He kept on praying and asking God for strength. And so my brothers and sisters, in order for you and I to keep it moving through the difficult days that are in our lives or that we're going through or that we're going to go through, we got to be like Jesus. We got to be like these disciples in chapter 21, verse 6, that we're going to continue to carry out his command and go and do what he says he's going to do in his word. And when his word comes to fruition, when you've trusted and obeyed and have been obedient to his word, and he brings you from labor to reward, and he brings you victory after victory, don't go from saying Hosanna in the beginning and saying crucify him at the end, but to continue to keep the praise in your mouth. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. Don't be sometime in wishy-washy. Don't get caught up and get bogged down and get stuck over the small minutia of this world. But understand that Jesus overcame the world and all of the issues of the world. And when you understand that, you won't get stuck, you won't miss out on your blessing, but you'll be able to keep it moving through the most difficult trials in your life, just like he did, knowing that the Holy Spirit of God will be with you and help you and minister to you to the blessing, to the place where God wants you to be. Amen? It's not going to be easy, but he said, I'll be with you. Amen? He understands the ups and the downs, the Hosanna during the beginning of the week and the crucified at the end of the week. He understands trifling folk going to be trifling folk. Haters going to hate. Amen? But Jesus is going to be true to his word. God's going to be true to his word. Amen? And if you wait on the Lord and if you be of good courage, amen, he'll renew your strength and his word will come true. But you got to learn to wait on him. And you got to learn to keep it moving. Don't get stuck. Some folks stuck on stuff 10, 15 years ago. Lord, have mercy. Stuck. Can't move. God wants you to be blessed when you're stuck. Let that thing go. Do what God says to do. Keep his command. And watch, amen, you receive your blessing because you're going to keep it moving. Amen? Amen. Read that entire chapter. Be blessed to see how many different things. Well, that's what I mean by dynamic, the different things that were going on during Jesus' time of ministry, and particularly in this chapter, where you can go from being praised, from dealing with money changers, dealing with folks that hate, dealing with all kinds of stuff, but continue to be able to carry out the will of God. And that's the way we have to be in our life, to learn how to continue to carry it out. Don't get caught up on that stuff. Sometimes it makes you angry, upset, pissed off, ready to go and say, do something. Amen. It's going to throw the whole cause of Christ off. I thought you was a Christian. You cussing folk out, acting all kinds of I'm going to leave that alone. Stop meddling. Amen. Y'all know how we can get. Amen. Ain't nothing but the flesh and our feelings. Amen. But we ask God for forgiveness. Get up, get back in line. Amen. And keep it moving. Y'all with me on that? Amen. Amen. Keep it moving. And but when you keep it moving, you'll find you get your blessings a whole lot sooner. Amen. If you get bogged down, you'll suffer a little bit longer than what God intends for you to go through. Amen. So keep it moving, just like Jesus did on Palm Sunday. Amen. On his way to glory. But there were some rough rides, some rough stops that he had to make on his way to glory. Amen. Amen. We're going to simply transition to our communion service now. What Jesus left on record for us to do. And I thank God for all of you who continue to go and trust God and doing communion. I know we're not together. And that was one of the things that we had to do early on in the pandemic is to get people to trust that we can take communion in our homes under the direction of your pastor virtually or over the phone, the internet, or whatever way you tune in. Amen. And that he left it on record for us to do, and we continue to do it. And we just ask that you would just be mindful. Amen. That we just have to ask God for his forgiveness. Amen. And that he would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And because we can do that, we can go and partake of this communion. Amen. And what he left on record for us to do, that we would not forget the sacrifice that Jesus made for us by the shedding of his blood and the broken bruising of his body. And we are coming to this third communion in the year of our Lord 2021. And we just thank God that he's kept us from last March to this March. And we're not going to forget. Amen. What he has done to bless us to be able to get here, that he was able to keep it moving by continuing to do what his word said for us to do. So it's a little unusual, but we're continuing to keep it moving by doing what he left on record for us to do. And so we're going to ask God's blessing on the elements. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the instructions about the new covenant in your blood. And we pray, God, that you are blessed. This cup of the fruit of the vine, and bless this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken, cup symbolizes your blood that was shed, that we use in a way, amen, that allows us to remember what you did on Calvary's cross. We ask it all in Jesus' name, amen. And so Jesus, as his earthly ministry was coming to an end, he observed what called the Passover for the last time. And as he observed his Passover, and he was looking forward to the new covenant or the new promise or the New Testament. And so the Passover was the old covenant that was instituted by Moses, and the night of the last plague that was pronounced on Egypt. For the children of Israel, were God's children were delivered out of Egypt. Moses was instructed to institute what they call a Passover. And what they would do was take the blood of an innocent animal that was killed, and they would put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the dwelling. And when the death angel approached the dwelling, he would see the blood, and he would pass over and spare them the death. And that was called Passover, and that was the old covenant or the old promise that was carried out until the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so the night when Jesus was betrayed, he observed the Passover for the last time. He sat down with his disciples, and he instituted the new covenant or the new promise in his blood and the New Testament that would supersede the killing of innocent animals and to as the the innocent Savior that would be crucified and shed his blood and deal with sin once and for all and present himself in blood, presence of God, and the mercy seat, and that he would sit down, and that would be the final time that that sacrifice would have to be done. And so with that, he said that he asked them to do this in remembrance of him. And in other words, not to forget what he did, but what it meant. So that's why we come as often as we come on the fourth Sunday of each month to remember what God has done and how he's delivered us from the power and the penalty of sin. And so he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Let us eat together." Of the fruit of the vine. He said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, or the new promise in my blood. As often as you drink it, drink it in remembrance of me. The blood was shed for the remission of sin of many. Let us drink together." Amen. And like I said, that they did not give a benediction, but went out into the Mount of Olives and they sang a hymn. And so as you go out into your Mount of Olives this week, make sure you keep it moving. Make sure you don't get bogged down by the things of the world, but you remember how Jesus kept it moving on his way to Calvary's cross. And this Friday, Good Friday, we're a little different. It's going to have a testimony service. And we'll have a testimony service. We're going to start at about 7:30. And we're just going to have a testimony service about resurrection, what it means to you about God's death, his son's death, his burial and resurrection, what it means to you. We'll just have a testimony service starting at 7:30 on Friday, what the death, burial, and resurrection means to you. And I want to keep it moving, give everybody a chance. I know usually I've appointed some people to, you know, speak on the seven last words. But we just want to hear this year what God's death, burial, and resurrection means to you, the son's death, burial, and resurrection, what it means to you, your testimony, what it means, what it's done for you. We'll just have that testimony on Friday. We start at 7:30. If you can make it, tune in. It'll be a blessing to be able to have that fellowship and just to see what his son, Jesus, that burial and resurrection means to you. Think about it this week. Have your testimony and we'll fellowship with each other on Good Friday. Amen? Amen. We're just going to do it for us this Sunday. And we pray that you have a blessed week. Amen. And then we'll see you again, hear from you again on Tuesday prayer service, on Thursday Bible study, and on this Friday testimony service. Amen? All right. God bless you. Heaven ever smile upon you. Have a great week.